COVID pandemic's been a monumental test for world leaders, and now the British Prime Minister is facing an accusation so damning it would bring most to their knees. The claim is that Boris Johnson's incompetent response to the pandemic cost tens of thousands of British lives. The man making the allegation is Dominic Cummings, Mr Johnson's former most trusted advisor. He says the British PM initially dismissed COVID as a scare story, even suggesting he appear on live TV to be injected with it. Here's Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley.
This is like a scene from Independence Day.
It was all like an out-of-control movie, according to Dominic Cummings.
With Jeff Goldblum saying, the aliens are here and your whole plan is broken and you need a new plan, right?
As COVID-19 was taking hold in the UK, Downing Street was in chaos.
When the public needed us most, the government failed. And I'd like to say to all the families of those who died unnecessarily, how sorry I am for the mistakes that were made and for my own mistakes at that.
Boris Johnson's once faithful right-hand man spent more than 7 hours unloading a barrage of allegations against his old boss and savaging his ministers. When nations like Taiwan were locking down in early 2020, Mr. Cummings says the British leader and others were holidaying.
The government itself, a number 10, was not operating on a war footing in February on this in any way, shape or form. Lots of key people were literally skiing in the middle of February.
And he painted a picture of a naive Boris Johnson.
In February, the Prime Minister regarded this as just a scare story. He described it as the new swine flu. He just tells everyone, it's swine flu, don't worry about it. I'm going to get Chris Whitty to inject me live on TV with coronavirus, so everyone realises it's nothing to be frightened of.
Dominic Cummings says the British government's initial response was for herd immunity until a senior official rang the alarm bells.
Quote, I think we are absolutely f***ed. I think this country's heading for a disaster. I think we're going to kill thousands of people.
The British death toll now stands at almost 128,000. But in the House of Commons, Boris Johnson brushed it all aside.
The handling of this pandemic has been one of the most difficult things this country has had to do for a very long time. And none of the decisions have been easy. To go into a lockdown is a traumatic thing for a country. To deal with a pandemic on this scale has been appallingly difficult.
Dominic Cummings doesn't think his former boss is fit for office, saying there are thousands of people who would do a better job. He doesn't even think he should have been advising the British leader.
I'm not smart. I've not built great things in the world. It's completely crackers that someone like me should have been in there, just the same as it's crackers that Boris Johnson was in there.
Boris Johnson will now try and ride out the criticism and hope the mud won't stick, at least until a public inquiry into the pandemic begins next year. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.